are the guys that I served with on the battlefield. The men and the women who I locked shields with and put my life on the line with, who never get the spotlight.
Senators also confirmed Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary.
The yeas are 59, the nays are 34. The nomination is confirmed.
The Trump administration has fired at least a dozen independent inspectors general. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
A memo reviewed by CBS News indicates a set of inspectors general have been dismissed by the Trump administration, even though federal law requires Congress to be notified in advance and that there be 30 days warning before it happens. Inspectors general are there to weed out waste, fraud, abuse, and misconduct by federal agencies and appointees.
With rain in the forecast this weekend in Southern California, there's new concern about mudslides after the wildfires. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Rachel Kim describes the efforts to help homeowners.
50,000 sandbags for residents to protect their homes. At this particular sandbag distribution center at Victory Park in Pasadena, well, they've been busy all day long.
We're afraid that we're going to get damaged from the mudslides, and so the neighbors said, come over to this spot, they're already bagged.
There's much promise for the recipient of a pig organ transplant. Tawana Looney's new kidney is functioning well, more than 60 days after the procedure. Dr. Robert Montgomery is with NYU Langone Health.
We're, you know, going past that two-month mark. Her kidney function is absolutely normal. And the biopsies that we've done from the kidney look great.
Former CBS News correspondent David Dow has died.
CBS News, I'm David Dow in Los Angeles. President Clinton is en route home to Washington after visiting U.S. peacekeeping troops in Bosnia.
A snippet from one newscast. Dow was 87 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a new year. This year is going to be a great one. I'm going to be better. I'm going to eat better things. I'm going to be better about not being on my phone. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to run. I'm going to run a race. Maybe I'll run a marathon. I'm going to need to train for this. And this beard is going to slow me down big time. I need to be more aerodynamic. I'm going to need to shave it. Thankfully, I can get a trial shave set from Harry's for just $3 with a two-tone ergonomic handle, German-engineered blades, and rich foaming shave gel. Oh, and it comes with a travel cover, too, so I can stay aerodynamic anywhere I go. Travel. Yeah, I'm going to do that this year, too.
Start your year off right with Harry's. Get started with a trial set for just $3 plus free shipping at harrys.com/face. That's harrys.com/face.
Dealing with snowstorms can be hazardous to your health.
As many Americans dig out from all the snow left behind by the latest winter storm, the Cleveland Clinic has some do's and don'ts when it comes to snow shoveling, something that can be quite dangerous.
Most commonly, we see people that strain their lower back while shoveling all the snow, mostly because snow is deceptively heavy.
The clinic's Dr. Carol Parsons says another important point is snow removal technique.
A lot of people choose to scoop and throw the snow when it may actually be a little bit safer to try and push it instead.
And don't forget about your hands because of frostbite.
The ways to prevent this are by making sure that you are wearing warm apparel, but also changing your apparel whenever they get wet.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The host of the Oscars, Conan O'Brien, says he's still unable to live in his home because of the LA fires. It's still standing, but needs a lot of cleanup work. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, mid-30s. Southwest winds will be strong at times. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 12 and a wind chill around 0. For Sunday, sunshine with a high near 27. Breezy again for Monday, quite breezy with a high near 38.
It's 39 at our studios.
About the French I took, but I do know that I love you. Peter New and Herman's Hermits, What a Wonderful World. Your chance to win tickets to see them coming up next week here on WRJN. Be a lot of fun. They're going to be with the Association at the Genesee Theater down in Waukegan, Illinois. But it's going to be a lot of fun for the winners, no doubt. And, of course, I believe you can get tickets online for that, too. Here's Canada's Guess Who and These Eyes on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody's eye. I got to be nervous. I can't say hi.
Their name, Mitch Ryder, the Detroit Wheels from Detroit City, and Devil with a Blue Dress on, Rick Johnson at WRJN. Saturday with you, having a good time. Yeah, it's not bad outside. It's actually warmer. A little bit of hazy sunshine, but not doing too bad. Gladys Knight and the Pips at WRJN.
I'd rather live in his world. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, now don't say goodbye. Can't we give our love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Tenement Slums, Love Child, Diana Ross of the Supremes at WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. When you're looking for radio that provides real news with great conversation, just spin the dial a little bit up to the 540 area. You'll hear the entire civic media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national news issues, and you can learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune into 540 WAUK.
Hunting for the best pizza in and Racine, look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Jonathan Vandella is doing a little bit of dancing in the street, get the cardiovascular going, and kind of dancing fun outside this afternoon. Not bad, right? In the 30s. And southwest winds, though, they're a little bit breezy, you know, up to about 30. It's not bad. For tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing later on tonight. Still going to be a tad bit chilly. Lows of around 11 degrees. Tomorrow, Sunday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-20s. So that won't be too bad. Get ready for it. Rare Earth at WRJN.
Years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news.
Make me see. Oh, yeah. I keep hoping. Oh. get me gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
WRJN. she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
J.N.
Yeah.
Terry Havel and I were talking on his show, Rock and Roll Never Forgets. He was doing covers, and he asked me, he said, so, Rick, what was the first Rolling Stones number one in England? And doggone it, if I didn't know the song, but I couldn't think of the title. It's All Over Now was the name of that song. And yeah, just kind of like on the spot, it's hard to think about it. But anyway, he had a great show. I hope you were able to catch it.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost now, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand?
Mercy, mercy me. Think about the ecology, huh? 98 years, WRJN. We provided local news, and now we got these great timeless hits like this one coming up, Chubby.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The Senate has confirmed Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary by a vote of 59 to 34. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was sworn in this morning after his late-night confirmation.
I, Pete Hegseth,
do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
He spoke about how he'll handle conflicts.
We don't want to fight wars. We want to deter them, as you said, and we want to end them responsibly. But if we need to fight them, we're going to bring overwhelming and decisive force to close with and destroy the enemy and bring our boys.
The Trump administration fired more than a dozen inspectors general late last night, apparently in violation of federal law, which requires 30 days' notice.